From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry has wrapped up a series of meetings with Middle East officials on the spiraling unrest between Israelis and Palestinians. Kerry said Saturday that Israel and Jordan had agreed on specific steps to help reduce the violence. They include video monitoring at Jerusalem's most sacred site, known to Jews as the Temple Mount and to Muslims as Haram al-Sharif.
Prime Minister Netanyahu has agreed to what I think is an excellent suggestion by King Abdullah to provide 24-hour video coverage of all sites on the Temple Mount, Haram al-Sharif.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu issued a video statement late Saturday saying that his country will work to maintain the status quo.
Israel believes that those who visit or worship on the Temple Mount must be allowed to do so in peace, free from violence, from threats, from intimidation, and from provocations. We will continue to ensure access to the Temple Mount for peaceful worshipers and visitors while maintaining public order and security.
In the past 5 weeks, 10 Israelis and nearly 50 Palestinians have been killed in clashes in Jerusalem and the West Bank. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov says that his country wants Syria to prepare for parliamentary and presidential elections, and it is ready to help Western-backed Free Syrian Army rebels. Speaking on Russian state television Saturday, Mr. Lavrov said the Kremlin is intensifying its drive to convert its increased clout with Damascus into a political settlement. He also criticized U.S. policy on Syria and denied Western charges that Russian airstrikes have targeted anti-Assad rebels. This is VOA News. Tanzanians are heading to the polls Sunday to determine whether to keep the ruling CCM party in power or choose the opposition Chadema Party. As VOA's Jill Craig reports, the party that appeals to Tanzania's youth might have the advantage.
Tanzania's Minister of Works, John Magufuli, is the presidential candidate for longtime ruling party CCM. Opposition party Chadema selected former Prime Minister Edward Lowassa as its candidate. In Tanzania, the opposition has waited a long time for its chance at the presidency. In the past four elections since the country's return to multi-party politics in 1992, CCM has always prevailed. According to the World Bank, Tanzania's population between the ages of 14 and 25 years old almost doubled in 20 years. It is expected to increase to 11 million by 2020, numbers that should be of great interest to Tanzania's politicians, regardless of political party. Jill Craig, VOA News, Dar es Salaam.
Four female suicide bombers blew themselves up near the city of Maiduguri in northeastern Nigeria Saturday after security guards challenged them and tried to carry out a search. Nigerian authorities said a fifth person was also killed and 10 others were wounded by the blasts. They appeared to be the latest in a string of attacks by the Boko Haram Islamist extremist group. Pope Francis has criticized conservative bishops for hiding behind doctrine while families suffer. Speaking at the end of a three-week synod in Rome, Francis said the gathering had laid bare what he called the closed hearts which frequently hide behind the church's teachings and good intentions. During the synod, conservative bishops resisted papal calls to make the 1.2 billion member church more welcoming and inclusive to gays and divorcees who have remarried outside the church. The medical charity Doctors Without Borders has raised the death toll to 30 in the October 3rd U.S. bombing of a trauma hospital in northern Afghanistan. In a statement Saturday, the medical group attributed the new toll to seven additional unidentified bodies later found in the wreckage of the hospital at Kunduz. In an earlier accounting, the group said that 10 patients and 13 known staff members were killed when U.S. jets hit the facility. Authorities say the U.S. attack came after Afghan forces called in airstrikes against Taliban fighters thought to be firing from inside the hospital grounds. Meanwhile, NATO said it has appointed a panel to ensure that an ongoing U.S. investigation of the bombing is conducted in an independent and unbiased manner. For more on these stories, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.